Hello everyone, welcome to Christie's Talk, a motivational podcast series fully powered by Christie's Lab. In this episode, we will delve into the battles that CEOs encounter in their quest to lead their organizations towards a long-term vision of growth and development. According to my experience, every good business has four CEO cycles. 1. You do everything. 2. You hire generalists to do so many things. 3. You hire specialists to replace generalists. 4. The specialists run everything. Every step is hard. However, every step is worth it. Embracing a people-first strategy as a CEO is a win-win situation. The best way to open people's minds is not to argue with them. It is to listen to them. When people feel understood, they become less defensive and more reflective, and develop less extreme, more nuanced views. The best and highest use of power is simply to share it. There is a difference between insecure leaders and secure leaders. Some of them want to control and become powerful, and the others lead by example and share their vision. The life of a CEO is not all board meetings and corner offices. It's often a relentless struggle, and our story begins with the first battle every CEO faces, the battle within. You must be your own champion, your own motivator, and your own harshest critic. To succeed, you must be a visionary leader. As you set your sights on a long-term vision, remember, it's not about micromanaging every single little detail. Instead, it's about having a clear strategy, a mission, and a purpose that guides your organization. This is your North Star, and it will help you weather any storm that comes your way. Now, let's talk about the battle CEOs face when dealing with difficult employees. You will encounter resistance, pushback, and at times, even open rebellion. But remember, it's your job to lead, inspire, and foster a healthy corporate culture. Hire for attitude and train for skills, and don't hesitate to make tough decisions when necessary. Communication is key. Always keep the lines of communication open. Listen to your employees, understand their concerns, and provide feedback constructively. A motivated team can make or break your journey towards that long-term vision. Leadership is not about pulling people to follow your path. It's about shining enough light for them to find their own route. Bosses aim to wield power. They issue commands to maintain control. Leaders strive to empower, to enable, and to engage with their people. They delegate authority to unleash potential. To wrap up, being an efficient CEO requires more than just making tough decisions. It's about fostering a positive culture, maintaining a clear vision, and being a leader who can adapt to changing circumstances. It's a journey filled with battles, but those who persevere, keeping their eyes on the long-term prize, can truly change the name of the game. Remember, the battles are part of the journey, but with the right mindset, you can overcome any obstacle and keep your organization on the path to success. So, being an efficient CEO is a multifaceted challenge that goes beyond the realm of tough decision. It's about nurturing a positive culture, upholding a clear vision, and embodying adaptability in the face of change. The journey is marked by battles, but those who persevere, focusing on the long-term vision, have the power to redefine the very nature of the game. As you navigate the complexities of leadership, always keep in mind that every battle is a stepping stone towards growth and success. Embrace the lessons, learn from the challenges, and lead with resilience. With the right mindset, you have the capacity to overcome any obstacle, steering your organization confidently towards a future of innovation and success. Thank you for joining us on this episode of Christie's Talk. Stay inspired, stay motivated, and stay tuned for more empowering discussions on leadership, business, and the pursuit of a vision. Subscribe to our podcast now at www.christieslab.com and let us stay connected.